Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Mockentry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Mockentry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kong. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We do the show every Sunday right here from the Big A in Anaheim, home of Angels Baseball. And, of course, you can also catch us worldwide at thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. So much to talk about. Yesterday's Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap, this has absolutely got to be a Grade 1 by next year. We've had some great horses, some great performances over the years. Yesterday's Oaklawn Handicap lived up to the hype. And if you were watching Fox Sports, boy, they really tried to promote the rivalry between Sovereignty, last year's Derby and Belmont winner, and last year's Preakness winner, Journalism. Both horses coming off extended layoffs. And then you had the 7-year-old Wyda Barrio. What a tremendous race. And some other big racing as well. At Keeneland, we saw Burnham Square, one of the top 3-year-olds from last year as well, on the grass yesterday at a mile and one half. And you can believe that's where he's going to stay. And if they could just walk him into the Breeders' Cup turf at the same distance over the same course in November, you know trainer Ian Wilkes would love to do it. A lot to cover. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs. Say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I just so thoroughly enjoyed the racing yesterday. And, you know, to see White Abario put it all together, what a tremendous ride from Irad Ortiz. You and I were just talking before we came on air. You know, he was able to ease back off of Sovereignty, and it was obvious that Junior Alvarado wanted the lead. You had Sovereignty with Journalism lapped on him, turning for home, and here comes the big white horse, as Harry Henson used to call Vigers, or maybe that was Dave Johnson, I'm sorry. But, you know, it was just epic. Sovereignty shook loose of Journalism a 16th out, but he couldn't hold off the old man late. Your thoughts, John?
Well, Sovereignty was taken out of his game, Mike. In his life, he's never been on the lead, and Alvarado just put him on the lead. I think they didn't want to get involved, so White Abario was smart. He took back, and everyone expected White Abario really to go to the lead and Sovereignty to be sitting second or third, and they switched positions.
Switch roles.
Listen,
yeah.
Bill Mott has got to be as happy as could be. It was Sovereignty's first race back. It was an easy race. It wasn't a hard race. You know he's going to make a big forward move off of that, off of yesterday's race. White Abario, Irad Ortiz really just gave that horse a brilliant ride. He took back. He didn't want to get involved. Listen, these races never live up to the hype. But yesterday, at the top of the stretch, you had these three horses across the track. Any one of the three could have won, you know, and White Abario really worked out a great trip. But if Bill Mott can't possibly be happier than he was with that effort by Sovereignty. Unfortunately, I think if Journalism ran against Sovereignty 100 times, Sovereignty would probably beat him 99 of those 100 times. Take nothing away from Journalism. He's a terrific horse. He danced at every dance last year. I just don't think he's on Sovereignty's level. Maybe down the road he'll catch up to him, but not at this point. And now it's been three times that they met each other, and Sovereignty's beaten him on the square all three times. So, but again, unfortunately for Journalism, he was just born the wrong year, like Sham with Secretariat, like Easy Goer and Sunday Silence, like Affirmed and Alidar. Every now and then you get a horse that's just a notch below. But take nothing away from them because they lay it down every time on the line, and he did so again yesterday. But you got to be happy for Safi Joseph.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you see the interview after the race. He just have no choice but to root for this guy. He obviously puts the horses first. He cares more. It was $1,200,000 purse, whatever. He was just so happy for the horse. He was so proud of the horse. He gets emotional. The same thing happened with Skippy Longstockings in the other race at Gulfstream in the whatever it was.
The Pegasus.
The Pegasus World Cup. I mean, you know, he just loves these horses. And the hell they put him through with this horse, with the Breeders' Cup, with losing the horse for two starts when he went to Dutro before he got him back. Yeah. I mean, you could write a book on this story, and it's just an unbelievable ending. It really was.
He goes to Dutro, and you know, he wins the Breeders' Cup Classic in 23 at Santa Anita, and he was absolutely brilliant that day. He does have a little bit of a funny way of going, but again, you got to know the horse. He was scratched going to the gate here at Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Just the story on this horse alone, it's unbelievable. I mentioned the 2 3-year-olds coming off long layoffs. Sovereignty, you know, he'd been on the bench since winning the Grade 1 Travers by 10 lengths. He got 115 buyer that day back on August 23rd. And Journalism, you know, he danced them all. He made the Breeders' Cup Classic. He ran a very respectable fourth that day, and he had been idle. There's no question. We had Aaron Wellman on last week. He said that Michael McCarthy told him essentially the horse couldn't have been doing any better, and you saw that on the racetrack yesterday. I just think all three horses, the connections, have to be, you always want to win, but knock wood, you know, everything's cold from the knees down. They've got to be happy with the way their horses ran. John, you mentioned Safi Joseph. I got a little sound from Fox Sports yesterday, and obviously a very emotional Safi Joseph. This is right after yesterday's Oaklawn handicap. He's a little tough to understand, but he's so genuine, I wanted to use it.
Oh, I have this incredible incredible victory against these two caliber horses.
Special. I mean, credit to all the connections of Sovereignty Journalism. This was a great race, and they hooked up. Most of the time, sometimes the good races don't materialize, and it was a great race, and we're thankful to come on top. Maybe they'll beat us next time, but we're going to enjoy the day. I'd rather give him a great ride. Credit to all his groom, Wade, who walks him. He probably walks, this horse walks like 3 hours a day. It takes so much teamwork and patience. Congrats to Gary Barber, the Cornettes, Clint Mark. They were patient, and I told them, like, we had to scratch in December. We weren't ready yet, and nobody, because we had all the interpreters after the Breeders' Cup. Nobody questioned it, and Pegasus, we knew he wasn't supposed to run that good, and everything aligned for him today to run great, but his horse racing, sometimes everything looks perfect, and it doesn't, and proud of the horse. There's not much more you can say, but it just shows you when you have a special horse to do it from 2 to 7. Thank God.
Getting me emotional here. Congratulations. Go.
Winning trainer Safi Joseph on Fox Sports 1 yesterday. John, I'll say this. I've never met the guy. I think you know him somewhat. I think what has happened to him with this horse alone, it could have ruined maybe a lesser man. You go back to 23, what happened to him at Churchill Downs, where he was not allowed to run. The owners had nothing. They had to make the move they did. They went to Dutra, who you know very well. He did a great job with him while he had him. Safi got him back, and, you know, he was so emotional after the Pegasus with Skippy Longstocking winning, and every bit as emotional over the way White of Barrio ran. He ran a huge second, you know, and that was his first race after getting scratched going to the gate in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile here at Del Mar. He's got to have a very strong constitution, and he can obviously train. There is no question about that, John.
And remember, Mike, White of Barrio is a 7-year-old that he had from the beginning. So if anybody knows this horse, it's Safi Joseph. He's not going to enter a horse. He's not going to put him in a race if there's a problem with him. You know, what they did to him on Breeders' Cup Day is unconscionable. It really is. He trained the horse up to the race, everything with 2 minutes of post. They scratched the horse. He's 7 years old. No one knows that horse better than Safi Joseph knows him. And if he was sending him to the post, he was fine. Now they're going to deal with a lawsuit. Good luck to everybody involved. Yeah. Once the courts get involved, it ruins everything.
I know. I have no idea which way that's going to go. I don't know. Gary Barber's involved, one of the owners, an Academy Award-winning producer, and he's had great success in our game. He's got a lot of passion. They were obviously extremely upset. Who knows which way that lawsuit's going to go? I'd make it personally probably a bit of a long shot that they would prevail, but they've got a case, damn it, John. And you know, we used to hear Roger Stein say the thing about common sense is it's not very common. We've got to get back to some common sense. And obviously, we know the horse has to come first, but, I mean, my goodness. I'm going to read a couple of posts from Kenny McPeak here in a minute. But, John, again, common sense has got to make a bit of a comeback here.
It does, Mike, and you're right. I don't think they're going to win the lawsuit, to be honest with you. I guess it's a judgment call. I don't even know how. I don't know what ground, whatever it is. But at least they're just showing their frustration. They have to do something. You can't just sit back and get abused like this. And, you know, I'm sure that's the way they feel.
Yeah, it's very definitely the way they feel. Now, Kenny McPeak is a guy I've had on this show. He's going to the Hall of Fame. It's just a matter of time. He won the 2024 Derby with Mystic Dan. He won the Kentucky Oaks the same year with eventual Horse of the Year, the great filly Torpedo Anna. We got a good look at Kenny McPeak in 2020. He brought his filly out to win the Santa Anita Oaks. She won the Preakness later that year, also the Grade 1 Alabama. Then Kenny came back with Swiss Skydiver to win the 2021 Grade 1 Beholder Mile against older fillies and mares. This is what Kenny McPeak posted on X. I think it was Tuesday, John. And I know there's a lot of vitriol on X and everything, but I have a great deal of respect for Kenny McPeak. John, as you know, he's a hay, oats, and water guy. He is all for cleaning up the game in every respect. This is what he posted. He said, "I'm losing my optimism about horse racing. State vet situation in Kentucky is ridiculous. The sport gives media rights to third party that won't open up viewing. HISA failing to align rules or even licensing. Department of Labor terrorizing trainers. Jockeys can't use whips. I've devoted my entire life to the sport. You can tell this is therapeutic for him. I've devoted my entire life to the sport, and I've invested in helping grow the sport while enduring pushback from entities more worried about their market share than growing an industry. And this is where you're really tongue-in-cheek. I'll retire June 30th, 2034. Geez, I hope we had that long. Sell all my equipment and properties, likely to never look back. Unless Mike Rapoli can shake the tree for change, I'm doubtful. I'll see you at the races or not. And then he got serious the same day. Again, I think this was last Tuesday on X. Kenny McPeak, he says, another one of my best long-term clients called me today and said, stop bringing my horses to run in Kentucky. He won't buy Kentucky breads anymore. New York breads, maybe. I failed to mention CAW. That's computer-assisted wagering that we had a state regulator in a meeting in Indianapolis with racing commissioners address, I thought, in a very flippant manner, which is just ridiculous. Anyway, back to Kenny McPeak. He said, I failed to mention CAW because I don't know much about that. But obviously, another reason for horse players to be discouraged. I'm normally very positive on here, so give me some time to settle. Again, you can tell Kenny McPeak, he's venting. It probably makes him feel better. Gets the blood pressure down a little bit before he gets home after training in the morning.
Guess what? He didn't say one word that wasn't true.
I know.
Every single word he said, whether it was tongue-in-cheek or however, every single word he said was true.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to pay attention? No. And this guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. He should have been there already. He's a terrific trainer. He flies somewhat under the radar because he's not that big a loudmouth, and he doesn't have a million horses, but he does an unbelievable job every year. He's involved in the Derby one way or another, or the Oaks. He's always got horses showing up there. And when he talks, people should listen.
And he's always available for media. He promotes our game, John. He really does.
I agree.
I got Bob Ike, who you can hear every Saturday here from 9 to 10 with John Lindo. I got Bob Ike queued up. Top of hour two, we're going to revisit this situation with Queen Maxima and the fact that she was told, the clarification to Brad Free's story is, stewards were not involved. They were not involved. This is the race after the Santa Anita Derby a week ago yesterday. Queen Maxima is the 2-5 favorite. She's up at the gate to run about six and a half furlongs down the hillside turf course, a course over which she's won three graded stakes, including her most recent, the Grade 3 La Cienegas on January 11th. We're going to have Bob Ike addressing Brad's clarification. A whole lot to talk about there, John. I want to go to Keeneland yesterday and Burnham Square in the Milam 1/2 Elkhorn. This is a Grade 2 event on turf. And, boy, has he found a home on the grass, and he wants to run all day. This is a 4-year-old gelding by Liam's Map. What a job Ian Wilkes has done for this Whittam Thoroughbred's homebred. I just thought Brian Hernandez rode a really chill race, John.
He rode a horse like he was on the best horse, and boy, was he on the best horse. He won by about 10 lengths. The horse will run forever. He should consider coming to Santa Anita for those mile and three-quarter races down the hill, to tell you the truth, because he loves distance, and obviously he likes the turf. Last year, he was, he had a shot in the Derby. He had trouble and everything else that goes with it. But, boy, did he find a new home. Marathon races on the turf.
Yeah, and as luck would have it for them, the Breeders' Cup is at Keeneland this year. So, wow.
And ask for a better situation than that, Mike.
No. I mean, they're home right there. Yep. Then earlier in the day, you talk about Billy Mott. He ends up running 1-2 in the Grade 3 Ben Ali at a mile and 1/16. Stars and Stripes with Louis Saez came and got a very determined pace setter, also trained by Mott, battened down and ridden by Flavion Pratt. I just got to say, John, watching the top jocks, the A-list guys, compete in these graded stakes, it's a joy to behold, for me anyway.
No, I agree with you, Mike. You know, it's great racing, and it's just good. It's a boutique meet. They got a big problem with CAW at Keeneland. Hopefully someday they'll address it. And, you know, they figure it's a quick meet. People aren't going to remember it or realize it.
I totally agree with you.
They don't have enough time to get mad.
Yeah. I mean, if they were in the trenches like we are here at Santa Anita, you know, in Del Mar, even the summer meet, they tried to get going, but they just realized, look, nobody's talking about our racing. They're talking about this stuff, you know.
Exactly.
It's been addressed out here. It's been addressed in New York. Now, the odds still move around late in the exotics, but the thing is with the win wagering, you know, perception is so, so important. We talk about it all the time.
And they're chasing people away, Mike. We do talk about it ad nauseum, and unfortunately, you know, we get a little bit of some results, but not enough, and it's a major problem that they're going to have to address.
John, there's a race called the Kentucky Derby coming up pretty quick here. A little self-promotion. You're heading to Vegas again. You're going to be hooking up with John Lindo and Ralph Sirocco, good friend. He's been doing a radio show up there called Race Day Las Vegas for so many years. And I know you guys have a lot of fun at the South Point.
Yeah, it's Friday night. It's going to be a little later than usual because there is actually the Oaks is going to be run Friday night at Churchill this year.
Yeah.
They're trying that for the first time. Personally, I think it's a ridiculous idea, especially for the workers and everyone
on the backside. It's brutal. That's absolutely brutal.
Derby the next morning, they're not even going to go home. They're just going to spend the night there because you're dealing with traffic and everything else that goes with it. But that's what they decided to do. So good luck to them. So I guess it'll be about 6:30 West Coast time. It's right by the sports book there and by the horse book there. And we do it every year. And it's been a lot of success and people seem to enjoy it.
Those are marathon days for anybody in the trenches. Oaks Day, Derby Day. I only went to one Derby, John, in 2004. I remember riding over to the track that Friday morning. I met Richard Mandela in the lobby. We were staying at the same place. At 5:20, we rode over. I wished him luck in the Oaks. He had half-bridled Spendthrift Farm, Julie Crone, and he didn't say anything. Well, I let it go, and then there was the announcement later. He was holding on to it. She never ran again, John, but I don't mean to drop names, but the point I'm making is, man, those are long days for people involved.
Yeah, and, you know, so much could go wrong, and unfortunately, a lot of times it does. You know, you're going to see plenty of defections, I'm sure, at least a couple of them. It's only 2 weeks out, but a lot happens in 2 weeks in this game.
John, before we get a selection from you, I'm going to get a little bit greedy. Can you tease us a little bit? Maybe who are you leaning to 13 days out for the Kentucky Derby?
Well, listen, I was always a big fan of Chief Wallaby, who's now in the Derby for Bill Mott, so he got in because of some defection. And further ado, supposedly on Friday, worked for Cox at Churchill, not at Keelan, the track he loves. And Cox was quoted by people that are very close to him as saying that was the best work he's seen in a long time. So, you know, obviously, post position is going to have a lot to do with it, but those are the two main guys at this point for me anyway.
Yeah, no question about it. I want to get back to the morning line situation at Santa Anita. I don't know if you heard, but Jay Pribman was he was very critical of the line. One of the things he said on air yesterday, along with Bob Ike, John Lindo's got the weekend off. He says you can't have co-favorites at 9-2. That's unprofessional. I guess that was the case on Friday, among other things Jay said. But we got spoiled. To me, Jeff Tufts, probably as good as I ever was around in terms of a line maker. And then John White, I mean, he put his heart and soul into it. He was so good. And Jeff Siegel was too, and then he fell ill. So it's quite a drop-off. There's no question about it.
It's like they don't even care anymore. I mean, after having Jeff Tufts and John White, I mean, no one took this job more serious than John White.
No.
I mean, if he was off or something, it actually got to him. It aggravated the crap out of him. It really did. That's how much he cared. And Jeff Tufts was great before him. And now, I don't know, who's doing it? Is it AI? Who's doing it? It's like they don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And this was something that was really the pride and joy of Santa Anita. Everyone took that morning line serious. Not anymore.
Yeah, you could hang your hat on it. All right, John, let's get to it. Where do you want to go for your hour one selection?
It's overcast in New York, rain expected later in the day, but I'm going to look at the fourth race, which is a mile and eighth on the main track, and I like the number two horse in here, Big Dig. Six-year-old mare was claimed two starts back by trainer Joe Sharp. Dylan Davis rides the two races for Sharp, both at Aqueduct. Either one good enough to get the job done here. Number two, Big Dig, wins today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
Was that horse bred in Boston? Isn't that the never-ending project? I've never been to Boston.
No,
the Big Dig? Am I right, John?
No, he was bred in Kentucky. But
I know, but the Big Dig, wasn't that in Boston?
I know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Okay, anyway, John, the fourth at Aqueduct, supposed to go at 244. John says it's Big Dig, 244 Eastern, folks. J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N, what's there, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Keeneland, Oakland, and Santa Anita selection.
Great job. Can't wait to get you back at the end of the show, John. We'll bring you out to Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
10-4. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Top jockey agent Tom Canoost, his guy Amiciel Jaramillo, is on eight out of the nine. He has mounts in eight of today's nine races, including the featured Santa Maria Stakes for fillies and mares. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered.
Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1, Thurber, Los Angeles. My sincere thanks inside here at the Big A to Chris Monreal, making things happen like he does every single Sunday. A quick word about the California breads, and I should have noted this last Sunday. Jay Pribman had it yesterday along with Bob Ike. Majestic Oops, trained by Dan Ward, a solid third in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom handicap for fillies and mares a week ago yesterday at Oaklawn Park. She picked up $150,000 for running third, and that made her the newest California-bred millionaire. Earnings now north of $1 million. Majestic Oops, again, trained by Dan Ward. She's by Majestic Harbor. You might remember him, a good horse here in Southern California, trained by Sean McCarthy. Majestic Oops out of the Omotivore, mare Miss Oops, and was bred in California by William and Sandy Dory, along with Gary and Janet Crop. That's Majestic Oops, California's newest millionaire, a really, really nice six-year-old mare. There's not much to her. In Dan Ward's his description, she stands about 15.2 hands high, but, boy, she's got a lot of heart. If she's able to settle, she gives you that good closing kick. Let's get up to Santa Anita right now, and a guy who is kicking it, top agent Tom Canoes. He represents Amicial Jaramillo, leading rider at the recently concluded championship meet at Santa Anita. And he's got his jock on 8 out of today's 9 races, beginning at 1 o'clock today. Hey, Tom, good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I got to ask you a little bit. I just was on air with John Hardoon, and I mentioned, it's as a fan, it's just great seeing the top riders in the country. And, you know, they're pretty much all congregated now at Keeneland. They've got incredible post purse money and so on. You got the Ortiz brothers, you got Pratt, so on and so forth. And you've got Brian Hernandez. You go right down the list. You see guys here, more and more horses running in Kentucky right now. That's been the case for a lot of years. After the winter meet, people like to get to Kentucky and take a shot at Keeneland, and maybe they've got a stake horse or two for Derby week there at Churchill Downs. What about the riders, though? Do you see anybody getting back there that's based here currently on a more regular basis? And in particular, what about your guy, Amiciel Jaramillo?
Well, he better not be going back there because I'm too old to go back to Kentucky. But, I mean, I think you have a lot of good riders out here. I mean, everything, you know, people look at this back east and stuff, and you have really good horses there. But, I mean, you got, like, JJ here and Tamara and Fasu and Jaramillo. So, I mean, we have riders, I think, could do back there. But, you know, if you go back there, you have to have clients, and it takes a while to build up the client.
Correct.
And but I just think that, you know, we have riders out here that could compete back there. But, you know, it'll take a while. I mean, Jaramillo was at Florida, and he was in the top three every year for the last 10 years. And
right.
And he was leading rider in Venezuela. He was, you know, champion rider there like 16 years in a row. So, I mean, we have people here, like I said, Fasu or JJ, people like that, Kamara. They could do all right back east.
Well, in your case, Tom, in terms of hunkering down, you got a pretty darn good fan base, and you ride three for your biggest fan, Doug O'Neill, today. The only race Jaramillo does not ride is the sixth race. I want to just ask you about a couple of mounts. You ride for Michael McCarthy in today's Santa Maria at a mile and a 16th. This is now a grade one stake, 100,000. Simply joking, I thought a respectable fourth. The losing margin is 14.5 lengths, but you were close to the third-place horse, Almond Joy. This is obviously a better spot today at a mile and a 16th. You're the 6-5 morning line favorite. What does she need to do to have her best chance to win today, in your opinion?
Outright, JJ.
He's right to your outside on Nafisa. He's 7-5.
Yeah, and they both have kind of the same riding style.
Right.
So I think it'll be very interesting what happens when they go that first turn. And then you have Fasu on the horse that will be laying off of it. So if we went too fast, it might set it up for Gallagher's horse. So I think both JJ and Jaramillo, they both have to be ride smart races.
Well, no doubt about that. Listen, the ninth race today, I mentioned Doug O'Neill. This is one of your three mounts with him. It's Throw the First Punch. It's kind of interesting. The horse drawn to your immediate outside is Take Another Swing. Tom, you've been in a beef or two over the years. Well, we'll leave that alone. But anyway, let's talk about Throw the First Punch. You know, he sprinted in all five of his starts, stretching out first time today, and sometimes they can be very dangerous when that's the case.
Well, I'm tired of keeping O'Neill going, and I have to explore other trainers eventually. But no, I think actually, if you look at that horse, he ran a pretty good race last time, and I think he's got a shot there. He really does. I know last time we rode the horse, it ran third in, you know, for maiden 50, and he ran a really good race, and it looked like a horse that wanted to go to two turns. And in fact, I remember after the race, Doug said, you know what, we got to get this horse going two turns. So I wouldn't be surprised if he runs really well there.
Let's Throw the First Punch, 10-1 on the line in race nine today. Tom, I want to ask you a business question. I hope you don't mind. You've worn a lot of hats in this game. One of them, you've been a racing secretary. All over the fairs up north, Fairplex, you were the guy back at Canterbury Downs when they first got going in the mid-1980s. You've been at Santa Anita, Del Mar. You and Tom Robbins were a team. I know you've always had a great affinity for the Hillside Turf Course. As you know, we've had some issues, you know, horses breaking down. We had one very unfortunate breakdown the first race on Santa Anita Derby Day a week ago yesterday. As a result of that, a new house rule instituted where they want all the jocks to go back and forth, which they usually do anyway. But are we gonna be able to run down the hill, you think, through the remainder of the meet and into the fall?
Well, I would think so. I mean, if you look at the numbers and the stats and everything, there's no more breakdowns coming down the hill than around the oval. And if you look at they're just crossing the dirt, the 6 and the 6.5, I think that's a bigger problem than going down the hill. But that's just looking at what's happened in the past, like they made the horses the other day come all the way from the gate to come all the way back to cross the hill. on horses that have gone and ran in that race three or four times. So, you know, horses are creatures of habit. So I think once they've run down there a few times, I don't know if it really makes a difference if you go ahead and go back and forth at that time. But, you know, they want to do what they can do to have safety for the horses and the jockeys and stuff. So I don't have a problem with it, but I just think the hillside races are unique, and it's one thing that we've had in California for over 60 years, and I don't think we have any more problems with that than we do on Round the Oval.
And they're just great races. They fill, you know, the stakeholders in this game. I hope they still matter. The owners, breeders, trainers, and the jocks. I mean, they're just very popular races. Tom Canoost, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. And all the best. Continued success with Amiciel Jaramillo, leading rider at this past winter spring meet. Take care.
And remember, Mike, always throw the first punch. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Well, we've seen you do that, but we'll leave that alone for now. Glad you got back to that. Let's go ahead and get down Catella, and we'll say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, a busy guy day and night. Eight races tonight. You get underway at 5:40 p.m. You got a nice carry over Orlando in the pick six. That's that $2 pick six, $11,500. And you sent me a text thinking that pool should hit the $75,000 mark. And seven out of the eight races tonight are trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, every race on tonight is a quarter horse race. And like you mentioned, Mike, we have seven trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. The final will be held on Sunday, May 10th. 10 fastest advance to the final. In a very, very, very special night for us, always. We're always excited to see the kindergarten on the way. It begins our futurity season here at Los Alamitos. I'm very excited with this group of horses running tonight. 56 total will be trying to qualify to the Robert Adair Kindergarten. And 51 of them have already raced here at Los Alamitos. So we have at least one race to go by. Eight of them have already won a race here at Los Alamitos. 10 of them have finished either second as well. So really good group, seasoned group, as far as these juveniles are concerned. And with the pick six getting underway in race number three, that will be at 6:37 p.m. Our first post is 5:40. Race three is probably the strongest trial of them all. The one-horse contentious is the only one to have gone under 12 seconds so far in the debut. The horse actually starts from post number five. And has been tremendous every single step of the way. Had a bullet work to begin, then came back impressively and won by a length and a half in the breeding line on this horse. Out of the same mare that produced Shiny New, who's a grade one finalist, out of the same mare that produced Mask Mandate, who is a Governor's Cup Derby winner. Really, really good runner here, contentious. The other winners in that race, Recuperate and Bridgewater, are also top horses. So race three will definitely be one to watch, Mike.
Yeah, no question about that. I told you last night, Orlando, I was pleasantly surprised. I was, you know, had a big day of racing all over the country. I go to Los Alamitos FanDuel, and who's on the set for the quarters? My good friend Kurt Hoover, you know, a great addition wherever he is. I know you were happy to have him last night.
No doubt about it, Mike. We have a great relationship with Kurt. He's tremendous. He loves Los Alamitos. He always reminds me how he used to come out as a young man and just enjoy the races at night. He would work during the daytime, and at nighttime he'd come by and play a race or two here at Los Alamitos whenever he had a chance. And, of course, he's such a big part of our daytime meets at Los Alamitos, and will continue to be that.
Orlando, regarding when he was a younger guy, that's just pure unadulterated degeneracy, okay? I mean, that's all. Let's just say it the way it is. You know, he's one of us.
No doubt about it. I remember walking around the racetrack, and then all of a sudden, there he is. And, you know, he stands out wherever he's at, and I could not believe it. It was like, you know, just watching a celebrity walking around, and he was just back in one of our back rooms just playing the races and having a great time. So glad to have him last night here joining the quarter set. Tremendous addition, as always, like you said. And tonight on the set will be Ulises Gomez, joined by Nick Hines. So another outstanding
Sarge.
Well.
Yeah. All right, can we make some money tonight, Orlando?
Well, looking forward to race number 7. This will be my prize play of the trials, race 7. And a horse by the name of College Boy, who will start from post 7 at 6-1 here. His sire, Golden Boy, a tremendous addition to California racing. He's been siring a lot of winners here at Los Alamitos. So College Boy, Jimmy Glenn Jr. is the trainer. This horse posted a nice half-length victory. Very impressive. I think he'll really like going from 220 to 300 yards. The breeding is there for this horse to shine in race 7. I'll go with College Boy, Mike, at 6-1. Again, that will be in race 7.
And race 7 of 8, post time there, 8:29. And a pick 6 carryover tonight, about 11,500. Hoping to get that pool over $75,000 by first race post time tonight, which I believe you said is at 5:40. Orlando, thank you so much, and we'll see you tonight at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. Hey, listen, folks, we're right in the middle of the breeding season. If you've got mares, give Terry Knight a call up at Legacy Ranch. It is certainly not too late. The office number up there, 209-759-3315. They've got Forbidden Kingdom. His first babies are on the ground now at Legacy, a magnificent farm. Pardon me. Om, who's doing very well at stud, and Clubhouse Ride, he's winning at Santa Anita and Los Alamitos on a regular basis here in 2026. Give them a call at Legacy Ranch. They'll take it from conception to the starting gate, owned by Pete Neville and Perella. That's Legacy Ranch, the number to call, 209-759-3315. We'll step aside briefly and come back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. 69, I was 21, and I called the road my own. I don't know when that road turned up, but the road I'm on. Running on, running on empty, running on, running my head, running into the sun.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thurman, Los Angeles. Let's get to Lexington, Kentucky, home of Keeneland Racecourse, home of the Breeders' Cup this coming November. And we'll say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you're doing well. A little bit of a chilly morning here in Lexington, but it should be a great day of racing.
You got lucky with the weather yesterday, though, right? I know the temperature changed radically, but you got everything in.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I was right in the middle of it. I was taking pictures of Stars and Stripes in the winner's circle, and all of a sudden a deluge came down. But then Burnham Square put on a show, and everybody went home happy.
Yeah, and that was the Ben Ollie yesterday at Keeneland. Before I get a pick, I got to just get your thoughts on Burnham Square and the way he ran going a mile and a half on turf yesterday for Ian Wilkes.
I think he put everybody on notice.
You think?
He put all of Chad Brown's runners on notice, all
yep.
Miguel Clement's runners on notice. That is an incredible horse on the turf. And you don't see that sort of turn of foot very often. And he just demolished that field. And I cannot wait to see. Hopefully I see him up in Saratoga this summer, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're at Keeneland, but, I mean, you're also promoting Aqueduct. 8 today. What's the weather update there on Long Island?
Yeah, everything's good to go up there, and we're going to be fast and firm up in Long Island, and really good product to getting back on the grass. So starting to see those big fields come back to New York, which we always like to see,
yeah.
And always like to promote good racing up there.
Okay, back to Keeneland, which is where you're at this weekend, Matt. 9 of them today. First post time, 1 o'clock Eastern. Who do you like for radio?
Yeah, we're going to go to the feature race, the Palisades, 4:44 p.m. Eastern, 1:44 p.m. Pacific time, 5.5 on the turf. I'm going to try to beat Schwarzenegger, and I'm going to try to do it with the number 10, Throckmorton, for Jose D'Angelo. This is a horse coming off a little bit of a layoff, just barely nosed out last time by the horse Shipmate in a stakes race, but saw this one win a stakes race going 6 up at Aqueduct. I actually think going a little bit longer, stretching out from 5 to 5.5 this time, is going to be beneficial. Son of Caro Caro for Jose D'Angelo. Louis Sai is up on the mound. He's having a very strong meet at Keeneland. And what I love about Throckmorton, draws a little further outside, has the versatility to either go to the lead if it's there or come from a little off the pace. So my pick is going to be Throckmorton at 6-1 in the Palisades at Keeneland.
Okay, and tell us how we can get signed up for Naira Betts.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. Use the promo code MATCH200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. Make sure to check out our weekly live streams as we have some additional bonuses on those on Thursday night.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but that was a hell of an imitation there of former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jerry Moss, of Zenyatta fame, of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and so on, he had Arnold out as his personal guest at Hollywood Park one day, and it was after I was done working there. I'm thinking it was probably around 2007 or 8, and he made a presentation in the Winner's Circle, and he was booed out of the Winner's Circle. I mean, and Jerry was so embarrassed. He felt terrible. You couldn't have predicted it. I don't know that he'd done really that much wrong by that point in time, but I'm telling you, the boo birds were out, and we weren't even at the Forum. We were across the street, but that I'll never forget that. Anyway, Matthew, always enjoy having you on, man. Post time for the 8th again, 4:44 Eastern. That's the 8th at Keeneland. Matt DeSantis says, make it number 10, Throckmorton. Have a great day, Matthew. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great one, Mike.
All right. It is the top of the hour, so we'll step aside. We're coming back strong as advertised. Bob Icke going to be joining us, and we got a whole lot to talk about. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4, and the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
The rider, Native Diver, is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, Here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day wherever you may be, and welcome aboard Hour 2 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my name is Mike Willman. I'm going to be joined by a longtime friend now, a great handicapper, heck of an athlete. He is a longtime member of the Occidental College Basketball Hall of Fame. Hopefully, we're going to isolate some winners this morning and share some opinions. I hope that's all right. Bob Ike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike, for the intro.
Yeah, well, well-deserved. Listen, before we get along any further, also, I was neglected to mention in hour one, I heard from Steve Johnson, who runs the race book there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa yesterday afternoon. He said, listen, tell people if they want to come and stay Derby weekend, in other words, not just one night, give Steve Johnson a call at the South Point. I would do it right now, toll-free, 866-780-7223. That's 866-780-RACE. And talk to Steve. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, of course, we got Jonathan Hardoon, John Lindo teaming up with Ralph Sirocco for a big Derby Day seminar the night before. That'll be Oaks Night. It will be a little bit later than traditionally. And you're doing your own seminar kind of on the north end of town, Bob.
Right. Jay Fridman and I have joined Blaine Colucci, who's the race and sports book manager at the Rampart in Summerlin. We'll be there doing our seminar on Friday night as well. So 6:30, if you're in that area, we're on the opposite sides of the town. But if you're in the Summerlin area, come by the Rampart. We'll put on a good show there.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Hey, Bob, I noted a lot to talk about today, and this situation with Queen Maxima on Santa Anita Derby Day. I've been saying a week ago yesterday. It's 2 weeks ago yesterday, Saturday, April 4th. It was the 11th of 12 races. I want to set the stage again for it because during the course of the race day, everybody's in the moment. And if you've ever been around jockeys, they are in the moment, especially top riders. They're riding a lot. There's a lot of important people to be checking with. You're talking about strategies, this and that. The Derby itself was the 10th. Juan Hernandez rode the favorite, Potente, who ran a good second, but obviously he got beat by Mark Glatt's horse, So Happy. They're both going to the big dance the first Saturday in May. But it's tough to get beat on a favorite in a race of this magnitude with the Kentucky Derby in mind. Joaquin Jaime did a walk and talk with Juan through the tunnel on FanDuel TV, and you could tell, hey, Juan had a lot on his mind. We were running late, I say we, meaning the course of the race day. They were running a little bit late, and he was hurrying. I know Mike Smith was in a hurry to get back to the room. He won the Derby, and he also won the Monrovia the very next race. He, too, was in a hurry to get back to the jockey's room for the Grade 3 Monrovia. Now, you know, very regrettably, the first race of the day down the hill, there was a breakdown and subsequently a fatality in that first race. Apparently, at some point, track management, I mentioned last week, you know, we had Aiden Butler there in from Florida, I guess, and he has a radio at all times. We see Amy Zimmerman positioned around the track. She has a radio as well. A decision was made, apparently, to tell all the riders that from that point onward, any hillside race, when you go out, you got to school them up, back, and then back and forth twice before you head up on the hill. Now, Juan Hernandez told Brad Free with Daily Racing Form and Jeff Mullins he was unaware of it. He is not a contrarian by any measure, a very reasonable guy, obviously a great rider, but he's on a mare, Queen Maxima, who's had no problems with that dirt crossing. She's 3-for-3 over the course, including her most recent race, the Grade 3 Los Cienegas, on January 11th. Okay, so he crosses the dirt, goes on up to the hill, and this is where things become quite a little bit blurred, and it's going to be interesting. Jay Pridman was asking for an investigation of this, but Juan was told, apparently by a veterinarian, you go back down the hill, which is roughly, as you know, Bob, a half a mile, and you crisscross the dirt twice, or we're going to scratch your horse. Now, I want to say this. There isn't any vet in the state of California that has the power to scratch a horse. Every horse that's scratched is by the stewards on the recommendation of the track veterinarian, okay? Just want to establish that, and I think it's very important you have a chain of command established on any race day, anywhere, and the stewards are at the top of that chain. They have to be. There's three stewards, so you've got a quorum, obviously. I want to quote you, Brad, or Bob. Last week, you were commenting on Brad Free when he posted the story a week ago yesterday at DRF.com. I'm going to alter what you said just a little bit in view of the fact that we're now told the stewards were not involved in this. This is quoting you, Bob. You said, "Outstanding reporting by Brad Free. Between the overzealous vet protocols and regulations, inclement weather policies, and veterinary ultimatums, the life is sadly being squeezed out of California racing." Now, subsequent to that, there was a clarification, and Brad's got a story in Friday's Daily Racing Form pointing out that the stewards were not involved in this decision. Jay Privman, he's got a lot of credibility. Bob, as you know, he's a Hall of Famer. And with you on air yesterday, he said, and I quote, "Somebody went rogue here. We need to know who ordered this jock," meaning Juan Hernandez, "to do this without the stewards being in the loop." I couldn't agree with Jay more, Bob.
I agree with Jay 100%. And the key to this whole thing was Brad's updated story, which made clear that the stewards were not involved in this. So someone made a threat or implied threat of scratch of Queen Maxima if Juan did not go back down the hill and then come back up to the race. So who that was is unclear. Jay has intimated that there should be a CHRB investigation into this. I wholeheartedly agree. Jay also said he wouldn't hold his breath waiting for that to happen, which I would also agree with.
Yeah. Just quoting from Brad Free's story and the headline, "Reason for Queen Maxima's Monrovian Misfire Now Clearer." And to me, all this has done is give this story additional legs, Bob. This was dated Friday, April 17th. I got the hard copy form. "At the starting gate, Hernandez was reportedly told by a veterinarian that he must return Queen Maxima to the bottom of the hill, schooled a mare over the dirt crossing," and again, this is a mare who's 3-for-3 over the dirt crossing, "and then return to the gate. Otherwise, the message understood by Hernandez was that Queen Maxima would be scratched." Now, I don't know if somebody's getting a little too big for their britches or just what is going on here, but I get back to this, and I touched on it in hour one. What about a modicum of common sense, Bob?
Well, you talk about it all the time, that this is a people world. The regulatory vets seem to have missed that memo. They don't seem to have a lot of people skills or common sense. Let's look at the Juan Barrio situation. John Hardoon talked about it in the first hour. Safi Joseph, in the last two starts of this horse, has been in tears after the race, tears of joy, tears of relief, whatever you want to call it. Does anyone believe Safi Joseph is going to send White Abario out, a horse he's had since his two-year-old year, if he thought this horse would get hurt on the racetrack? It's inconceivable. It seems like the vets will not work with certain people, trainers, jockeys, whatever. And I think the Queen Maxima incident is another example.
Further in Brad's story, he says, and he's pointing out the obvious here, "The circumstances placed Juan Hernandez in an awkward position. He chose to follow the last-minute directive," which begs the question, we're 2-5. What if the jock? I think back to a guy like Bill Hartack, and you can mention Gary Stevens, Eddie D, Lafitte. Had they been the regular rider of a mare like this, a guy like Hartack, I think, and Bob, I hope I can say this, his response might have been, "Go forth and multiply." This is not happening. Then what would have happened then?
Question. Let's find out who ordered that, and let's find out why, and let's make the proper kind of, sanction, if you want to call it that, because somebody, as Jay said, went rogue. And as you said, the stewards are the only ones who have the authority to scratch a horse on advice of the recommendation on the advice of the track veterinarian. So
right.
let's get to the bottom of it.
And to be honest, Bob, I've never known any steward to go the other way on what a veterinarian is advising. It's always, but there's a protocol there, right? I mean, it is on the advice of the track veterinarian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm in full agreement, Mike, and that's why I tweeted what I tweeted. I'm so frustrated, and I've talked to other people in this game that we've been in it for decades. Obviously, we love it. It's been our whole life. Our weekends are at the racetrack. They're not going to the zoo with family members, et cetera. This has been our life, our livelihood, and that's why I'm so frustrated, as are others. We all want the safety of the horse to come first. I mean, let there be no confusion about that.
Without the horse, we have nothing. We have nothing without the horse. We want to acknowledge that.
There's also a fine line with over-regulating something to the detriment of the industry, and I think we're at the tipping point, if we've not already crossed that.
Right. Well, I'm going to bring something else up, and I know it to be true. Del Mar does not require a 48-hour sign-up sheet to work horses. And I know I mentioned Hartac earlier. From being around Hartac as a racing official, as I was 40 years ago, I was the assistant clerk of the scales at Hollywood Park, and Hartac was a placing judge at that time, and he was trying to be a steward down here. He'd been a steward on the fairs and so on. Hall of Fame rider. His credentials are impeccable. His attitude, his gruffness hurt his career. There's no doubt about that. But Hartac used to say, look, you got to document things. When people are having, if there's a problem physically or whatever, you have them in the next morning and you get them on the record. What happened here? And if they say, then you say, oh, okay, all right. And then if they have another one, you have them in. Maybe it's the same story and maybe it isn't. But as far as a sign-up sheet goes, I don't think I need to have Charlie Whittingham, Willard Proctor, Bobby Frankel, Richard Mandela, Bob Baffert in, people like this and a lot of other great horsemen to sign up to work a horse. They don't have to do it at Del Mar. And that's a big reason why there's a much greater positive attitude at Del Mar, because these guys don't feel like they're already being accused of something. If a guy's having problems with soundness, then, on an individual basis, have them do it. But I'm told that's never going to change here at Santa Anita.
Well, I know for a fact I've talked to a lot of trainers about it. They feel like they're kind of school kids, getting something signed by the teacher or their parents.
Thank you.
Sending a note in. They don't have to do that at Del Mar. I've talked to people at Del Mar, and the response is basically, we're going to treat these trainers like they're adults and like they're responsible human beings. If there's a problem, we'll deal with it. You're right. We've got Hall of Fame quality trainers here. We have a lot of very good quality trainers. I don't think there are too many bad actors on this circuit that are, having problems with soundness, breaking horses down. I'm just not seeing it, Mike. I don't know where the proof is.
Well, you talk about being around the game a long time, and I'm not going to name names. I'm very tempted to, but apparently there's some people in management that view people who've got a little dirt in their shoes who do have the experience. Bob, I don't want to say I'm great or anything. I have the experience of owning and breeding thoroughbreds in the state of California for 42 years now, okay? I've been around. I had my own ranch. I think I understand the game pretty good, but people like us, we're dismissed out of hand by some of these, I'll call them folks. Well, we need different points of view. Really? From somebody who's never been in the game and has no skin in the game, is not a stakeholder? To me, it's insane, Bob.
I get a feeling, Mike, and maybe I'm dead wrong about this. I get the feeling some of these regulatory vets view scratching a horse, especially a top-tier horse, as kind of a badge of honor.
100%.
This is something, they're proud of when they can take a top-notch horse out of a race. Frankly, I think, that's ass backwards. But I think that mentality is there a little bit.
Yeah. And right now, there doesn't appear to be any check in place. I read a couple of posts from Kenny McPeak. I'm just going to read one of them. I believe he posted it on X last Tuesday, Bob. Kenny says, another one of my best long-term clients told me today, stop bringing my horses to run in Kentucky. He won't buy Kentucky breds anymore, New York breds maybe. I failed to mention CAW, that's computer-assisted wagering, because I don't know much about that. I don't think Kenny's a gambler. But obviously, another reason for horse players to be discouraged, I'm normally very positive on here, so give me some time to settle. He's blowing off some steam, as Kenny McPeak, as are you and I. But bottom line, Bob, business is not good. And it's not just here, it's all over the country. And we got to get back to advocating for this game and promoting the people that make it go.
Things are thriving in Kentucky, and if the vet scratch are a problem there, and I'm scrolling down right now, I'm looking at the Keeneland scratches. You know, some of these are also eligible. Some of these are stake scratches. Mm-hmm. Just a quick look. There appear to be about 20 late scratches today off that Keeneland program. There have been some high-profile horses scratched, including in the stakes race yesterday. So, you know, let's get back to, like you say, some common sense as we kind of adjudicate this game.
Couldn't agree more, as I have said quite a bit. Hey, Bob, I feel a little bit better. I hope you do as well. Now, can we make some money? Do you want to go to Santa Anita, or are you going out of town?
I'm going to go to Santa Anita. Just real quick, Mike, that race yesterday at Oaklawn, tremendous. White Abario got a 111 buyer.
Thank you.
I thought Sovereignty ran his race coming back. Journalism, it hasn't been mentioned much, but, you know, he really got antsy in the gate a couple times before the gate opened.
He absolutely did. He was really throwing his head. I was glad he got away pretty good.
Yeah, and I had never seen him do that before. I don't know what bothered him in there. I don't know if that had any effect on, you know, his race, because he seemed to be going well the entire way, but it certainly didn't help. I really thought Journalism and White Abario would run 1-2 yesterday and beat Sovereignty. I was a little disappointed Journalism couldn't get by Sovereignty, but take nothing away from White Abario. What a huge performance. Mike, another real quick thing. We talked about the morning line yesterday, the 9-2 co-favorites. After the fact, I said we think would be a much shorter price. He went off at 8-5. The other horse, Mars Magic, who was 9-2, well, he went off at 8-1. So quite a discrepancy on those 9-2 co-favorites yesterday.
Well,
all right, Mike.
Hold on. I'm going to cite something Jay said yesterday in that regard. Jay Privman, once again, quoting Jay, he says, you can't have co-favorites at 9-2. That's unprofessional, end quote. That's so right. And again, past posting a little bit, but you called it in front. One of those horses goes off 8-5. That's not good.
No, that wasn't a good line. And, you know, I don't know the whole process of how the morning line's being handled right now, but I think it needs some improvement. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Now, let's make some money.
All right. Let's go to the seventh race. A really good allowance optional claim. We're going a mile and an eighth on the turf course today. Some hard-knocking horses in here. I'm going to shoot for a little bit of a price in here. Number three, Catch the Breeze. This is a horse who had been away for about 9 months for Michael McCarthy. I thought came back and ran a respectable race off the bench, challenged and tired. I thought the horse needed that race, finishing behind Captain Coochie's and a couple others in this spot. But I think the horse moves forward. I think the 9 furlongs is better in here, and I think the price is right for a barn I like, Michael McCarthy. So seventh race, number three, Catch the Breeze, 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and as I did with John Hardoon, just going to get a little bit greedy. 13 Ds out from the Kentucky Derby. I don't want to discourage anybody from attending your Las Vegas seminar, but who do you think you're maybe leaning to?
I'm leaning to that horse who's number 21 on the list that I think's going to get in, Chief Wallaby. I think there's a lot of upside for this horse. He's lightly raced in only his third start. I thought he ran a very good race in the Florida Derby, and there's that guy Bill Mott, the same connections that won it last year. So early on, without, you know, post positions in a final field and and morning lines, etc. I'm leaning towards that horse as kind of my key horse.
John said he's in, so somebody must have come out. He moved up to number 20. So, yeah.
Good news.
Yeah, maybe that happened this morning. And he does appear to have a great deal of upside, Bob. Anyway, enjoy having you on. We don't talk all that often. And I know you got to get on a call real quick with Kurt Hoover because you guys play the Pick Six every day.
We pretty much do. Not every day, but we try to. And, you know, yesterday a little bit of torture with that big carryover. But I'm sure we'll bounce back today and come back at him.
Yeah.
Kurt loves the bet, and I think we kind of bounce ideas off each other. So it works out well.
And to put it mildly, when you play, you pay attention, Bob. You just do.
Absolutely. I can't imagine covering this sport and not having at least some financial interest in it. It just makes you pay attention. It makes you dig in and do the homework that much more.
One last thing. The Grade 3 Santa Maria today, a mile and a 16th. Let's face it, it's not much of a betting race. We got Simply Joking and Nafisa drawn 4 and 5, 6 to 5, 7 to 5, respectively. Got a couple of California breads in here, the 1 Catalina Cocktail and the 3 Syntax. Does this shape up as a match race with Jaramillo and Juan Hernandez drawn 4 and 5?
I think what Tom Canoe said when you asked him, what do you need to do to win? We need to outride JJ. And you know what?
Yeah.
Nobody's better than Jaramillo on the dirt right now. He's just a difference maker. He's worth a length or two seemingly out of the gate. So he's going to come out running. I'm not sure which horse is quicker. It's going to be a rider's race into the first turn. But since he's drawn inside and since he's Jaramillo, don't be surprised if he gets the jump on Nafisa.
Well, and as Canoost also said, always throw the first punch if trouble's looming. Bob Ike, thank you so much, man. I look forward to catching you and John Lindo on air here on AM 830 from 9 to 10 next Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, late on the break. We'll hit it. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. He had an 11-20 winner at Santa Anita yesterday on air with Bob Ike and Jay Pribman. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
Strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Let's go to Las Vegas, say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. What's the weather like up there in Vegas?
It's really nice right now. I think we're probably right around 80 degrees today. It's been kind of wacky. I know you had it in Southern California, a heat wave a few weeks ago, and now we dropped down to more normal conditions. Perfect weather right now.
Hey, look, on behalf of the listeners, congrats on air yesterday with Bob Ike and Jay Pridman. You had Marion Cross, race 9 yesterday, paid $11.20. Well done, Bruce.
Thank you, and thank you to Jaramillo. He rode the horse just the way it was planned.
Right.
He popped the gate. This horse had an early speed advantage, didn't overthink it, went to the lead and barely lasted, so we'll take it at $11.
Bruce, were you kind of on his bandwagon in South Florida? Did you think he could have this kind of success?
I'll be honest with you. I thought he was just one of these competent riders. There were so many top riders, you know, when we – handicap the championship meeting is a stacked over there with a bunch of top riders. I know he did better in the other months when they didn't have the championship meet, but always a solid rider. Another guy that's moving that I really like is Edgar Zayas. I believe he's moving to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So like the second tier riders in Florida are also very, very good. Jaramillo, he's been amazing. I mean, he's just gotten so much run. You know, the old thinking is, well, the West Coast riders hustle more than the East Coast riders, and they're more speed crazy. Not the case with Jaramillo. He's as good a speed rider, maybe the best front-running rider in the riding column here in Southern California.
He's really good, no question about that. And, it's going to be interesting to see how him, along with Juan Hernandez, how they fare here up until mid-June. We call this the Hollywood meet. Bruce, where do you want to go out of town for your first selection?
Mike, before before I go, I want to, I'm going to put you, you're the journalist. Is Mirko DeMuro still here in Southern California?
Yes.
Because I haven't seen him. He is here because he's almost had no mounts. Loved betting him over the last few months. So I'm glad he's still here. But
yeah.
Didn't see him. He didn't get hardly any mounts at all the first few days of this meet. So I was just curious about that. Let's go to, Mike, let's go to the sixth race at Keeneland. And we're talking about morning lines. I think this one's out of whack, but I like this horse regardless of the price. Go to the one horse in the sixth race at Keeneland, McCready. Comes off consecutive third-place finishes. The first one in late January, Mike, this horse was in heavy traffic near the back of the field in between horses. I think the rider got a little scared maybe, was in tight, and he had to check sharply. He kind of lost his momentum, but he re-rallied very nicely to finish third in a good-looking allowance race. Off of that race, Mike, they stepped him into a stake. He was ranked down the backstretch. I wouldn't call it. I know what the description looks like. He had a ton of trouble. I think he was kind of ranked under a different rider, and he still ran well to finish third in that stake race. Big rider upgrade. One of the Ortiz brothers, Jose, is also one of the top, what, 5-10 riders in the nation, takes over, draws the rail. I think those two fairgrounds races point him out. He's 10-1 on the morning line. I honestly think we're looking more like $10 mm-hmm. on this horse. I think 10-1's crazy. Race six, the one, McCready, 10-1 on the morning line.
Milan, 3/16 on the grass, 3:40 Eastern is the assigned post time for race six. Let's come west to Santa Anita, 9 of them today, and we get underway at 1 o'clock, Bruce.
Yeah, kind of a neat race in the first, Mike. You don't see this. Take a double look at this one. 5 furlongs on the turf for older horses. So this is for some speedy types, and there should be a lot of speed in here. I'm looking at a layoff horse at a price, the 3 Bob's Blue Moon. This is a horse I'm familiar with from Northern California. He hasn't run a whole lot. He's obviously had some issues, but he's won 4 of 14 lifetime. When he came to Del Mar back in August of 24, Mike, he won at 5/8 on the grass. So this is his ball game. He's won off long layoffs before. Angelo Ticos trains. He's a very competent, not well-known, but a competent trainer from Northern California. This one can sit right off the leaders and punch it home late, and I don't think he's going to have to be 100% cranked up at this abbreviated sprint distance. So race one, let's take a little look at the 3 Bob's Blue Moon listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Welfin Arantes up, and he's proven to be a live rider here. 6-1 on the morning line. Bruce, tell us about the website, 13 days in front of the Kentucky Derby, betonbruce.com.
2 menu items today. We have a full card at Santa Anita with the last, I believe, 6 races from Keeneland with audio included. Also best bets at Santa Anita with audio. And, yeah, we'll be up and running probably pretty early on Thursday. You can check for the Kentucky Oaks, the Thursday before the Kentucky Oaks, and then obviously the same thing for the Derby. Early in the day, early in the afternoon Friday for the Kentucky Derby.
And, Bruce, just in a general sense, Oaks and Derby Day, to me, there's always great gambling opportunities. Wow. You think about the superfectas and so on. You got depth, big fields. It really is a horse player's delight.
It really is, and it's a great, they set it on the table for players in, you know, that like to do this a lot, like myself, in that you get the quality, the quantity, and then you get the tourist money. You get a lot of people playing.
That's it. The right? Casual money, which we don't get anymore.
Yeah, so you get paid better than you should in a lot of circumstances. Yeah. A lot of horses, you know, get overbet. Favorites get overbet, and a lot of runners fall through the cracks. So you get everything you need. You get value. You get quality, quantity. These big days, if you're a serious horse player, you have to look at these big days. That's
yep.
when you really you can come up, Mike. I always say this on those days, Derby Day. You could come up with something logical and get paid, and that doesn't happen very often.
Boy, that's a tough assignment day in, day out, right?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Bruce, always a lot of fun, man. Take care. We'll talk next week.
Take care, Mike.
All right, we'll close this segment out, as we usually always do, with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap every racing day in Southern California and all the Southern California News Group papers. And you can also get his stuff online at SoCalNewsGroup.com and Consensus Box, as well as at today'sracingdigest.com. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to veer off a little bit here. Feel like I'd be remiss. Here I am at the Big A, and one of the greatest angels of all time, as you know, passed away a couple of nights ago. Garrett Anderson, at age 53, still no cause of death given. It's been termed a medical emergency. But, you know, he was so good. He was always within himself, under control. They don't win that World Series in 2002 without it. I saw a quote this morning, Bob, in your paper, the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, a story by Bill Plunkett from Freddie Freeman, who grew up here in Orange County and grew up, I didn't know, but a huge Angel fan. And quoting Freddie Freeman from today's paper, it said, "I just felt drawn to him," meaning GA, "because it just felt like he could hit a line drive to left field whenever he wanted to, and then he could turn on balls. It just felt like he was a pure hitter. I just loved to watch him play," end quote. To me, that's just so well said. Anybody who ever watched him hit, that was Garrett Anderson, Bob.
No, absolutely. A very, very good player. And those, you know, at that time when the Angels were, you know, a very, very good team, Amy and I used to take the kids there a lot to see them, and both my daughter and my son Matt, and my daughter Stephanie, both.
Yeah.
I think that he was their favorite player, and they got a bobblehead of his one night. We went out there. I think it was the night they played the Diamondbacks, and Randy Johnson was pitching for the Diamondbacks. So
yeah,
that's a night I remember. And like I said, they both loved him as a player. So it was very, very sad news the other day. And the latest I heard is that he had a heart attack, which
is that right?
Makes sense, given the way they described it, that there was a medical emergency and it happened so fast.
So many former teammates were here the other night, and the emotion was palpable. It was raw. Terry Smith, he basically did the radio play-by-play, I think, from the second inning on all by himself, because Mark Langston was, he was commiserating with the people that he played with. I just thought Terry did an incredible job. My oldest son, Jason, his favorite player was always Tim Salmon. I did prompt him a little bit, but then people would say, "Who's your favorite player?" "Tim Salmon, the Kingfish." He'd just burp it out. You know? Anyway, Bob, let's get back to horse racing. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go to the last race today. I like number 3, Robin Olds. I liked this horse last time. I thought he had some trouble. I'm hoping that he can get a clean trip today. He's listed a 9-2 on the morning line, but I'm not sure he'll get that. So I'm going to give him one more shot, number 3, in race 9, Robin Olds.
Okay, and that's the 9th and final today. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Bob, thanks so much. All the best. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Okay, folks, we'll go ahead and do a touch and go one final time. Quick timeout. We come back, head to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett, and then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
And welcome back. Listen, before we head to South Florida, a quick word about my good friends at Western Rooter, family owned by John and Larry Batala and Mike and Jenny Glenn. They've been in business now for more than four decades. Go to their website. You'll see everything you need to know about Western Rooter, and I have experienced it multiple times, both commercially and residentially, over 400 five-star reviews. If you give them a call there at Western Rooter at 626-648-5499, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, I say it to be true, they're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. As mentioned, we're heading to South Florida and check in with Toby Keller right now. Hey, Toby, good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing well. Chris Monreal, who makes things happen here, he asked me, hey, who was Bill Hartack? I said, well, he's a guy that won five Kentucky Derbies back in 1957 with Iron Liege, 1960 Venetian Way, 1962 a cowbred named Decidedly, 1964 Majestic, 1964 Northern Dancer, and 69 Majestic Prince. He was a big-time rider. He was very gruff, and his personality hurt his business. But make no mistake about it, one of the ones, and he told it like he thought it was.
You know, what's really ironic is Bill Hartack grew up in a county in Pennsylvania, Cambria County,
yep,
which includes a town called Johnstown. And that's where my paternal line comes from. So I've been aware of Bill Hartack and all the stories. Certainly, saw him ride as well. So it's very interesting that, you bring him up today.
And another guy, speaking of vets and soundness, he was known, if he didn't think a horse was warming up right, I'd say, hey, this horse is sore. Well, so-and-so, I'm not riding him. So, and that hurt his business back in those years as well. Anyway, I veered off there. Toby, what's on your plate today? I see we've got 11 races at Gulfstream.
No, that was yesterday. We had 9 today.
I'm sorry.
They're 9 of the worst horse races you've ever seen in your life. I'm taking you to Keeneland today.
Okay.
The 8th race today, the feature, it's the Palisades. They're going 5.5 furlongs. First thing to point out, George Weaver trains the 6 and 9, and Jose DiAngelo trains the 7 and 10. Always interesting to watch when trainers have multiple runners. In here, I like the aforementioned 6, George Weaver, Sandal Song. The rider change from the debut is enormous, and he's definitely been pointed to this event. Second pick for me is a name that you just mentioned earlier, the 4 Schwarzenegger. We're going to also use the 7 Monster and the other George Weaver as Zizan. That'll be 6, 4, 7, 9. We're going to be more than fine when the 8th race is done today at Keeneland.
Post time for the 8th, 4:44 Eastern time. Toby, always a pleasure, and I look forward to catching you on air Saturday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
Appreciate it. Now we get back to upstate New York for the second time. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, what's going on?
You got to love Toby's description of Gulfstream's car today.
Yeah, he sugarcoated it.
He pulled no punches.
Yeah.
The worst 9 thoroughbred races I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I was trying to make it better. I was looking at yesterday's form. Hey, no, that was yesterday, yeah. Oh, man. Well, there you have it, I guess, right?
There you have it. Okay, yeah. Mike, we're going to look at Santa Anita, look at race number 3 today. It's 6 furlongs on the turf, and I love the number 2 horse in here, Nicolina. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Phil D'Amato barn. 5 career starts. She's improved in each and every one of them. Last 2 on the turf, and she ran lights out in both of those races. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 2, Nicolina, is a pick 5 single in today's 3rd race out at Santa Anita.
And post time for race 3 is, I'm looking at yesterday's form again, John. So
2 o'clock, I think, your time.
It should be roughly, yeah, right there, right on the money, 2 o'clock. Tell us about the website, John. We got a few minutes as well to discuss whatever's on your mind. JonHardoon.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Keeneland, Oaklawn Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selections.
And by the way, John, I didn't catch his seminar with Tom Quigley yesterday before the races, but I know Frank Miramonte was on and doing a great job. I hope he doesn't mind, but I want people to know, you know, Frank, he's playing hurt right now, John. He had a arthroscopic knee surgery. Turned out it didn't go as planned. And, you know, in the job he's in, you're under the microscope. It's show business. And, man, when you got issues physically or whatever, it's not easy. But I just thought he's been hitting the mark and doing a great job.
Well, Frank is one of the best there is. There's no question about it. And in his line of work, you got to stand up to do your job, don't you?
Yes.
So he's obviously dealing with a lot of pain, and he's fighting through it. And he's a trooper, so good for him.
And how about on Friday? You know, when Tom Seaver broke his maiden quite some time ago, he called him the franchise. And on Friday, the horse, he was done, you know, turning for home. And he said, and Tom Seaver got shelled today. So, to me,
he does that so many times in the call of a race. There was like a real short price horse, maybe 1-5, that was life and death to win a couple of weeks ago. And he hung a great call on it. I can't remember, but I was laughing after that race for a good 15 minutes because I got what he said. And I'm not sure everyone did, but if you pay attention, you knew what he was talking about.
John, he's once again going to be calling the Belmont at Saratoga. That said, I'm hearing different things about the new Belmont. Is that going to be completed on time?
Well, they say September 18th is opening day, so I'm sure they're doing everything to get it open. Remember, they're going to have 4 surfaces there, obviously the turf, the main track, and they're adding good old Tapeta Hopefully it'll only be for the winter, but, you know, they started that nonsense at Gulfstream where they were only going to use Tapeta for races that came off the turf. Well, now they run more Tapeta races there than turf or dirt. So,
yeah.
You know, they get it in and they get people to buy into it, but they don't keep their word. They do what they want to do, and that's the price we players pay.
How do you feel about synthetic surfaces, John?
I'm on Toby's bandwagon. We went to the same school.
I know, and Bruce Finkelstein has no problem with it.
Listen, I play it too if I have no choice, Mike. But
yeah.
If I had a choice, I don't want it because it's just they don't do what they do 2 weeks in a row running on the same surface.
Right. JonHardDoubleON.com. John, what's there?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Keelan's, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
John, listen, the Halos, what an addition. A pitching coach by the name of Mark Maddox. This starting staff has been incredible. We got to find a closer. They square off again with the Padres today, 105. I hope you'll tune in. Great being with you, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to you, and thanks to Chris Monreal right here at the Big A for making it happen. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.